Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam wa rasulullah. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahdu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadin abdullahi wa rasuluh. All praises are due to God. All praises are due to God. All praises are due to God, Lord of all the worlds, Lord of all the universe, Lord of all that we can see and perceive and all that we cannot. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship than the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of God, completing the long chain of prophets that includes Abraham and Moses and Jesus and all the other prophets and messengers that we find in God's Holy Quran. May God's peace and blessings be upon them all, inshallah. My dear brothers and sisters, my khutbah today is on the subject of tribalism and a tribal mentality. That tribalism and its mentality have seemed to unfortunately seeped into the behavior and even sometimes the character of certain facets of our American Muslim community. Such mentality, a tribal mentality, is a human weakness. It is something that our faith and our history warns us about. And my goal today is to make us aware of these pitfalls and also to try and build resistance to those behaviors, build resistance to having a tribal mentality. Now, to be clear, the concept of tribes and how human beings group themselves, how they establish social bonds, political bonds, cultural circles, etc. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states that is by His design, by His leave. We find that famous verse in the Quran that we often refer to when we are in interfaith dialogues or in non-Muslim gatherings in Surah Al-Hujurat, the 13th verse. It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O men, behold, we have created you all out of a male and a female, and we have made you into nations and tribes so that you might come to know one another. Verily, the noblest of you in the sight of God is the one who is most deeply conscious of Him. Behold, God is all-knowing and aware. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. So the wonderful diversity of humanity that God has created and how we come together as nations and tribes, as God has said, is both a blessing and a test. A blessing, and like so many things in life, a test. The blessing comes in that we get to know each other, as God describes. And in doing so, we are pursuing the desires of God, and we are also growing from it as well. We learn about other people's cultures, other people's beliefs, their food, their clothing, how they live, etc. And it is wonderful to gain an understanding of these things and in the process enrich our own humanity, enrich our own selves, and in doing so appreciate what God has created. When we get to learn about others, we appreciate what God has created. It also helps us when we are engaged with work with others and consider their leanings and tendencies. But this tribal diversity is also a test. It is a test for those who choose not to follow God's guidance, where they see diversity and difference and they fear it. They loathe it. They feel in some ways superior to it. And this arrogance that they have causes them to retard from the message that God subhanahu wa ta'ala says of coming to know one another. At best, this mindset can lead to someone just keeping to themselves or associating only with people from the same tribe. And to be clear what I mean by tribe, it could be from the same race, from the same color, from the same faith, from the same neighborhood. Who knows? But however a tribe is defined. And at worst, it can lead to attacks and violence and murder and the rise of hateful ideologies that we currently see, like white supremacy, Zionism, Hinduvada, that we see impacting Kashmir and others. Now, in the Quran, we find a powerful story of how a tribal mentality can lead to reactionary violence. It can lead to unthinking action and ultimately to sin. And that is in Surah Al-Qasas. We find the story of Moses and how one day he was entering into his town and he came upon a fight, a physical fight between a member of his tribe and, as the Quran describes it, one of the enemies. And the person who was part of his tribe called out to Moses, "Come, help me, I'm in a fight." And Moses, without thinking, put himself in the middle of the fight, threw a blow at the enemy, and killed him. It's a homicide. In modern day terms, it would be called an unjustifiable homicide. And it says, and I'll read the verses here, it says, again, in Surah Al-Qasas, verses 15 through 17, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, "And one day he entered the city at a time when most of its peoples were resting in their houses, unaware of what was going on in the streets, and there he encountered two men fighting with one another, one of his own people and the other of his enemies. And the one who belonged to his own people cried out to him for help against him who was his enemy, whereupon Moses struck him down with his fist, and thus brought about his end. But then he said to himself, 'This is of Satan's doing. Verily he is an open foe, leading man astray.' And he prayed, 'O my sustainer, verily I have sinned against myself. Grant me then forgiveness.' And he forgave him. For verily he alone is truly forgiving, a dispenser of grace." Sadaqallahul Azim. Now, there are enormous number of lessons to take away from reading these verses. We could spend multiple khutbahs just on these two, three verses alone. But I want to just highlight the one that makes, that's in the context of this khutbah, which is this approach that Moses takes, one of the great prophets, of course, but God is using this example to highlight something, and the unthinking approach, the coming to the aid of a fellow tribesman without any regard or thinking of what is right and what is wrong. And because they shared, in this case, the same tribe, but we can find ourselves doing that in today's world as well. Whether we are from the same nationality, or we immigrated from the same country, or we have the same skin color, or we the same religion, this unthinking approach of just coming to the aid of another can sometimes get us in trouble. Again, it may not be so much in the realm of a physical fight today, but in other realms without that consideration. Now, just to be clear, I'm not implying that we do not come to the aid of our fellow Muslims. Of course, that is not the case. But what is being said here is what is being mentioned here in the Quran and what is being highlighted here is the mentality that we have to have of looking at what is right and looking at what is wrong. And that brings me back to the verse that I said earlier, "We have made you into nations and tribes so that you might come to know one another." This verse, when we read it, we often think of engaging with the Christians or the Jews or the Buddhists or the Sikhs, that we apply that and we need to get to know them better. I would argue that we should point that verse internally, at our own selves, at our own community, that we, especially as Muslims in these United States, come from such a variety, such a plethora, such a diverse set of backgrounds, that it is incumbent upon us to get to know each other as well within the Muslim community. Sometimes we have, unfortunately, various facets and tribes within our community, if I may say, that tend to otherize the other communities in our faith. The stark reality, unfortunately, is that there is racism within our community. There is tribalism within our community and unjustified prejudices. And so there are countless stories. As a matter of fact, I know of somebody here who was African-American and wanted to marry a Pakistani woman, and it didn't work out because the parents didn't approve because of race. Astaghfirullah. And so we have to acknowledge and work upon this facet of our community, and that deserves a whole series unto itself. But today, I want to point the lens inwards, and in the second part of the khutbah, I want to share with you another type of tribal mentality that is emerging in our American Muslim community. Qudu Allah, ask Allah for whatever you want. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulullah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahdura sharika la, wa ashadu anna muhammadin abdullahi wa rasuluh. Back in May of this year, I was very blessed with the opportunity to go testify in front of the United States Congress, a subcommittee of the United States Congress, on the impact of white supremacy on American Muslims. I was asked to participate and to testify in part because I'm the current chairperson here at this Islamic Center, but because I'm also a police officer with the LAPD. Some of you know that already. And the idea was that because I'm both a Muslim and active in the community, and I'm also a police officer, that I could bring a unique perspective to such testimony. And indeed, over the course of years, this mosque has been attacked by white supremacists. If anybody cares to see it, I can show you the letters and some of the hate that has been sent our way, some of the voicemails that have been left. And so the terrible things I shall not say here, of course, but the LAPD has actually had to intervene on a couple of occasions for people that have attacked, and we've arrested them. So when the House Committee on Government Oversight and Reform wanted to explore how our nation and how our national apparatus was responding to the scourge of white supremacy, they asked me to come more as a impact witness rather than somebody representing as a police officer, but to show what it's like to be on the side of being attacked. It was a high and humbling honor to represent the community and to be asked by Congress, and that is really the credit deserves in much in part to the Muslim Public Affairs Council for the decades of work that they have done. And it is a role, to be honest with you, that I did not seek out because it is quite a weighty role to prepare to go testify. However, and in the vein of this khutbah, not soon after I gave my testimony, where I acknowledged I am both a police officer and a Muslim chairperson, that another major Muslim organization questioned my selection. And they said that I was actually an LAPD spy, and that I am spying on the Muslim community, and that I did so very actively back in 2005. And this was a little whisper campaign, as they call it, that was being said in the halls of Congress. Now, I tell you the story, and I'll get to the point about the tribalism here in a second, but I mentioned the story that, number one, first of all, I was not a police officer in 2005. So I joined 4 years later. So it would have been impossible for me to have been in that role. Number two, I'm a reserve police officer. I don't get paid. Number three, I joined the police department to act as a bridge between our community and law enforcement when they really had no understanding of the community that we are. And unless you're ISIS or Al-Qaeda, really for us as Muslims, we have nothing to hide. So, but again, that's really not the point. The point is that someone felt upset that their organization was not selected, that their representative was not selected to testify, and that their tribe, in other words, had not been selected. And they essentially engaged in this zero-sum mentality that if I don't win, you don't win. And that reflects the tribal mentality that I am talking about. That as our Muslim community grows, that as our organizations start to form, that as we start to gain access to halls of power in this country, it cannot be such that we have 3, 4, 5, however many organizations that all of a sudden are vying with each other and at each other's throats, if you will, because they don't happen to be the organization that got selected. the tribal mentality of saying my organization is better than your organization, therefore I should get to do it, and if not, that is something that we cannot have happen. Now, another example of that as far as a tribal mentality is concerned, as some of you know, a few months ago, there was somebody who wanted to come here and give a khutbah on the country of Egypt and what was happening there. And we won't get into the details of that story, but essentially it led to a reaction. And that in and of itself is one thing. But what I found upsetting was that there were people who said, well, if that mosque is not going to allow such a khutbah, that mosque should be shut down. In other words, they were calling for the shutting down of this mosque, not realizing all the work that we have done throughout the decades. And I'm sharing these stories, brothers and sisters, again, as a reminder first to myself that sometimes people, myself included, resist the erroneous and satanic self-justification to engage in certain behaviors. That we self-justify to ourselves, publicly or privately, that results in us saying things that fracture relations, that results in disputes. And I'm speaking of this in a prayer for hope that we realize that doing so is from the shaitan. That shaitan is tempting us to pursue power and influence in an unhealthy and costly way. And I'm speaking about this and sharing these stories in the hope that Muslim organizations resist the notion that they are the only one, that they can only be the organization that represents all of us and must be at the forefront to the detriment of others. I am speaking of this with the prayer that our disagreements, and there will be disagreements, that our disagreements are characterized by respect and civility. And beyond the respect and civility, that there is, because we are all believers in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that there is a fundamental love that should characterize our hearts and our engagement with each other. This, our community here in these United States, unlike in many parts of the world, we are from many tribes. We are from all stripes. We are from all colors. And in that being the case, we have a unique and distinct opportunity to build something, to build a cohesion amongst ourselves with this background, with this mosaic, that can serve as a model, that can serve as a model for, first of all, our country that is being split apart by a polarized politic, being split apart by racism, has always been split apart by racism, that we have an opportunity as Muslims with different backgrounds to build that model to set for our nation. Beyond our nation, we have an opportunity to set the model for our global ummah. Our ummah, in my opinion, is in its dark age. The lack of freedom, the lack of intellectual curiosity, the lack of economic freedom, not to mention the oppression. We have a special and important opportunity that I personally feel will be asked about on the Day of Judgment. You live in a land where you can do it. Why did you not do it? And so, alhamdulillah, we are blessed to live where we live. Finally, I will end with a verse from Surah Al-Saff, Surah number 61, verse 4, where God subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verily, God loves only those who fight in his cause in solid ranks, as though they were a building firm and compact. Sadaqallah al-Azim. Solid ranks, as though they were a building firm and compact. That is what should characterize, or be one of the things that characterize, our community. That the problems of our country, the problems of our ummah, the problems of our community require us to stand in solid rank. Not to think along the lines of my tribe or my community or my organization or my should be at the fore to the Dutch. We have to stand in solid ranks, fight against that human weakness to try and vie in an unhealthy way. And in doing so, what do we earn? We earn God's love. What better thing could there be but to earn God's love? And we have the opportunity to do it here as Muslims in these United States. It's promised to us in the Quran. Let us believe with our hearts. Let us do with our action, inshallah. Oh Allah, please guide us towards being those that are solid in ranks. Please guide us to serving in your way to set the model for humanity. Oh Allah, please guide us to the straight path. Please help us follow what is right and avoid what is wrong. Oh Allah, please shed your light of mercy and grace upon our souls. Please help us avoid temptation and guide us toward purity. Iqamatus salah.